Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As always, ready. 5 o'clock hour, aka the happy hour.
And as always, my camera was not ready.
No, this camera's never ready.
No.
Game seven, shortly about to pop off here in Toronto. We're getting a look at Mr. Joe Davis and the Toronto setting behind him on Monday Night Football game one. Detroit ahead 7-0 as they're about 7 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah, this is not the high-scoring game people thought it would be.
No. Detroit started like it was going to be.
Yeah, first drive, Detroit scored, and nobody has scored since.
No. If you missed the part of the show earlier, we talked up some Padres. Albert Pujols is no longer in the running for the Angels job, but will get an interview with the Padres. Sounds like Wednesday.
Wednesday, according to Aldon Gonzalez, he was quite straight up about Wednesday being the day for Pujols. Do you think that... Let me ask you this, Tony. Could the Padres either A, try to get Pujols earlier because there's other teams that may want him, or not be able to get Pujols because they need to get A.J. Preller signed to an extension first? Could A.J. Preller's situation play into the bringing in of a new manager?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, AJ's obviously got 1 year left on his deal, so he's going to be the GM.
Right.
At least, I would assume. To do the particular deal with whatever manager is going to come in here. But I think, one of the things that I don't know that was raised earlier is how will that decision be made in terms of the manager? Is it just an AJ decision? Is it going to be a collaborative decision? So it's kind of tough to say whether it will have an impact.
Well, tell us, Tony. You've been in on these meetings.
I know. I haven't been in.
Do you want to hear what Grubner said about the managerial process this morning with Ben Woods?
Yeah, let's hear that.
All right.
Yeah, that process has begun. We spent the last week identifying both internal and external candidates, and we'll begin the interview process this week, in fact, beginning today. And that'll be a multi-week process as we narrow down the candidates and eventually select a manager. So, that process is underway. It's going to be a very important hire for us, and a really important position that we need to fill to put together that beyond just the roster, the championship caliber team that, we need to have in 26.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a collaborative kind of deal. And I'm not saying that that's not normal, but that's what we heard from Grubner there. The other question that I thought was interesting that the boys this morning asked was about payroll. Another question that I think is going to have an impact on how the roster looks next season. As you got a couple free agents, a couple possible free agents, and
yes, we've already decided what they should do.
Right,
re-sign or you know,
Michael King
make a big thing. You know, let Suarez go, let Cease go, let Arise go, and then take all the rest of the money that we have, which is unlimited, and bring in Schwarber to be the DH,
right,
and put Hoehn at first base after we re-sign him.
Right.
We've already decided how much money they're going to spend.
Why aren't you GM?
So actually, they don't have any decision to make at all.
No, right.
Yeah, just listen to us.
You're right.
Sure.
Nonetheless, they will be trying to make it.
They actually will sit down and decide, yeah.
And right. So what does the payroll look like next year?
Yeah, I think you can add slug. You can also get more slug out of the players you have on the roster.
Yep.
So I just want to clarify that.
100%.
I think it's certainly a combination, and we're going to need to ultimately do both. So part of that evaluation process, and we're going through it right now, is budgeting for next year, taking a look at where we expect both expenses and revenue to be at for 2026. But I can, you know, once again, say something that I've said, you know, over the years for a while now, which is, every resource that we have, every dollar that we generate above what, you know, obviously the expenses of operating the team in the ballpark, you know, all of that's going to go into fielding the most competitive team we can, which means we're going to take payroll as high as we possibly can take it. You know, we were a top 10 payroll this last year, and we've been a little bit higher than that in a couple of the prior years. We've consistently been in the top 10 payroll in baseball, and we believe that if we can continue to stay in that top, you know, tertile or top 10 of payroll in Major League Baseball, that with the skills that AJ and his team bring to bear and the players that we have under contract and have committed to that form the core of this team, we have everything that we need to win a World Series championship. And so we're going to, now that's not to say that we would settle at a lower payroll than we were capable of supporting. Everything we have is going to go into it. And our fans and their continued support of this team, the way that they've shown up, has allowed us to continue to maintain a payroll in the top 10 in baseball. And that's not historically been the case for this franchise,
sure,
both in terms of attendance and in terms of payroll. And so, you know, we're going to continue to do the same thing we've been doing for years now, which is try to put the most competitive team we can on the field with the goal of winning a World Series championship. We've made that commitment to the fans. We've continued to make good on that commitment. You know, would we love to have a top payroll in baseball? Sure. I know the fans would love for us to be the number one payroll in baseball. I would love that. You know, the reality is we're going to continue to try to be as high as we can be on payroll, and that's a product of the support we've received from the fans, and we're going to continue to put every resource back into this team.
I'm glad he said that, at least the part where you can add slug or you can get the slug out of the guys that you already have, because that's where the majority of it's going. If we're going to be honest about this conversation, right, that's in a
the guys they have are going to have better years.
And the pie in the sky world, right, that we were playing around with earlier, where Schwarber will, you know, be cheap enough to bring in, or Pete Alonso's cheap enough to bring in. Outside of that, it's going to come from the guys that may have not had the same type of power numbers they had the year before, because that is what the expectation was anyway.
I still say Pete Alonso, I think you've got to handle with caution.
Whoever. I'm just
the reason I
name.
Say that Pete is because I like Pete Alonso.
Doesn't sound
do
like
not
it.
No. Do not look at his Petco Park statistics.
They are beyond bad. That is something to take into account.
I think it's something you have
what
to
look. Was it nine games? How many games?
I'll look at it. In the meantime, Jahmyr Gibbs just ran 80 yards for a touchdown, which is either good or bad news for your fantasy team, Scraby. I don't know.
I think that's bad news.
I think he has him and is playing against him at the same time. So. I'm not
good
sure.
Old conundrum that
I don't need him to score, but...
Well, he just did.
He has 20... I'm only up by 9 points now.
14-0 Lions.
He's got 26 points.
Is that in our league or in a different league?
No, different league.
Well, he got 26 points at least on that run. That was a long one, or a lot. Anyway, all right. But I agree with Eric there.
Regardless of
you're
going
to have to have the guys that they have are going to look. O'Hearn, I think he can slug more, and I'm not picking on anyone. Everybody really, you know, needs to have a little bigger number as the Padres.
I think the two that stand out are Jackson and Toddy. Right, Toddy ended up about what? He ended up with about four less than he did the year before, I think it was.
In home runs?
Yes.
Oh, I don't look at that as much as, say, slugging percentage.
Okay, yeah, look at his slug.
Takes me a second.
Jackson was down. That was partly because of injury, I would say. But he kind of showed
his slug.
Fernando was 446, career 513. So, yeah, that's 67 points lower.
It's a good thing Chris found it because I was looking at Fernando Tatis Sr.
I'm like, Fernando's 2002.
You saved him, Chris. He didn't even know it at the time. That also goes for Jackson, whatever his numbers.
Jackson was 24 points lower than his career, but his career is only 2 years. Yeah. So, first year he was 826, this year 774.
Yeah, he got going at the end.
So he was about 50 points lower than the first year as well, though.
So, you know, I think that's where it starts. But certainly some of those names, not Schwarber or Alonso,
right,
will be looked at. Ryan O'Hearn, certainly. Can Ramon Laureano repeat that type of – that was a career,
year
for him from a slug power standpoint. So, lots of
– I don't know. I think to answer all of my critics – out there, of which there are many. I think the Padres' offense should be fine. All they have to do is get rid of Arise. Because according to all of you people, not all, but the people who drove me nuts this year, the presence of Arise was the only reason that the Padres ever struggled on offense.
Yeah.
And then when I would say something different, then I would get stuff like, well, you just don't know ball. As Scraby
gets that favorite one. Statement
yes,
in the world.
But you I don't know why you keep bringing it up for people to keep bringing it up.
Well, I keep bringing the Dolphins losing yesterday up, too. I don't like that, but it's on my mind.
People were very upset. There was a stretch there for about 2 weeks where the show was public enemy number one.
Yeah, well, so be it.
And because I kept sticking up for Arise.
You did. And
you weren't the only one. We both caught bars for it. But you got the majority.
I wanted Polanco.
Don't forget who the deer of the show is. And don't forget who the other guy is.
Oh, what a catch. Oh, but he's knocked out.
Mike Evans
laying. Caught it, rolled over, and isn't getting up. That's not good news for Mike Evans people or the Buccaneers. 5 minutes left, second quarter, 14-0 Tampa Bay.
Let's get to break.
That's pretty bad.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The mostly defensive slugfest there continues in Detroit. Monday Night Football, first game. A couple of plays have broken it open. Lions lead 14-0. But Tampa Bay, offensively, very little. Mike Evans was hurt when we went to our last break. Got off the field all right after making a great try on a deep pass and kind of rolled over as he caught it. And I don't know if he fell on the ball. I couldn't quite tell.
His head hit the ground.
Oh, the head hit the turf. Oh, boy. We'll see. Yeah, Tampa Bay has done absolutely nothing on offense. And Detroit, other than Ra, with four catches, 80 yards and a touchdown, and then Jahmyr Gibbs is going crazy. He's got 160 yards of offense already in the first half and a touchdown.
Oh,
so
Mike Evans is leaving by cart.
Oh, boy. Really bad sign. Mike Evans, they're helping him. So, I don't want to say hopefully, but hopefully just dazed. But this is not looking good the way they're wheeling him off.
He looks like a bobblehead. So
he's certainly not coming back in this game. I guarantee you that.
My man is like holding him from the waist behind. Like, I don't know that he could stand up on his own at this point.
That's not good. All right, Buccaneers down 14-0, 3 minutes left in the first half.
I got to stop this real quick. I tried not to do this on the air, but your camera turned off for some reason. You need to log back in.
It's green. Oh, all right.
I know.
Green
means go.
Oh, yeah, fumble. Well, I thought it meant that
Detroit just got the ball back. They're about to turn it up.
Oh, boy. I thought green meant that I was on the camera. So let me get good organized here. In the meantime, Josh Naylor, Padre fans, remember? RBI single here in the top of the first inning after a Julio Rodriguez double.
Oh!
Mariners. Ooh, what happened there, Tony?
Naylor just did what I bet you baseball coaches all over the world would love to see. It was a double play. It was going to be a 100% double play. My man steps right into the middle of the throwing lane to try.
Just took the throw in the helmet.
Oh,
in
my
the back
gosh,
of the head.
He did.
Oh, wow.
And the Toronto manager is going to come out and argue, say what, Tony, that he should have slid to get out of the way? Is he required to get out of the way?
That's the thing is, I don't know
the
that you're
going
to
have to figure this out. I don't know. Yeah, well, first of all, Naylor got the RBI single, so 1-0 Mariners. Then,
sorry,
Shane
Bieber
mad.
Just NSFW all over TV.
Yeah, he just...
Wait, why is he mad at Naylor? Like, Naylor's just supposed to let him, like...
The umpires are having a six-man discussion here.
I don't think you are required to slide.
One of those umpires is DJ Rayburn. Padre fans will be happy to know. but, yeah, Naylor did not slide, and he just turned. And the throw from the shortstop, actually the third baseman who fielded the ground ball, ran over tag second, had an easy double play at first, but his throw hit Naylor in the back of the head and then caromed away. So the Mariners... at the moment, have two outs and a runner at first, but the umpires are still determining what they should do. Josh Naylor just looked at the team and said, I don't know.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's a
that
little
we,
crazy to want to stand there and take a throw in the back of the head, but
right.
He did it.
We talk about it all the time. Like, if you wanted to, man, you could just stay there. But you also are kind of scared of the baseball actually taking your chiclets out.
Take your chiclets. Here is the rule.
Well,
for
his
baseball.
Chiclets were not going to be taken out because he turned his head.
He turned his head, but I mean, the back of the head.
The back
I don't know.
Of the head.
All right, here is the.
What does the rule say?
By
Mr.
the way, he
umpire.
Might have the best cleats in all
are
the game.
Say what? They're not doing anything yet.
He's out.
They're both
he's
out.
Out. I think they're going
to
say
in
out.
In baseball,
out.
You are not required to slide into second base when attempting to break a double play. However, if a runner does not slide and collides with the fielder, it would be considered illegal. The sliding rule states a runner must make a bona fide slide, which includes making contact with the ground before reaching the base and remaining on the base, blah, blah, blah.
That's as it pertains to running into the infielder, right?
Yeah, but you're not required to slide into second base. So are they saying he was
I think
the...
he went out of his way with the jump. Like, I think if he would have just turned...
He did turn. He was preparing himself to be hit.
Yeah, but he jumped. He kind of jumped into the air.
That's what they're going to at least say to try and get around this.
Yeah.
The bottom line is... it would have been a double play. They're
right.
Calling a double play.
Right.
So
right.
The Mariners have to settle for a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the first. Couple of quick NFL items. We're going to have our good, bad, and ugly at the bottom of the hour. Apologies to all 49er fans, all two of you out there. who wish that the 49ers would spend more time in the good and bad ugly are not in it today.
I mean, team's 5-2, backup
quarterback.
So
we should stop everything and
Fred
put them
in.
Bang, Niner gang.
Here's something I did want to talk about. Tony brought this up, and this is more interesting than anything the 49ers have to offer at the moment.
You don't know that.
Brian Flores have just saved the National Football League.
Was he a Dolphin head coach at one point?
Yeah, but we didn't need him. He wasn't very smart.
He was kind of tough on Tua, if I recall.
Well, he was too tough on the team in totality. He was just a tough taskmaster. We needed more of a
loosey-goosey
club med type of vibe there in Miami, which has worked well. But Brian Flores may have come up with a to solve the tush push. And it was a very... It wasn't something that I don't think anybody could have possibly thought of.
They certainly didn't.
Tell everybody what the Vikings did yesterday, Tony, if they didn't see it.
The Vikings had their center, nose guard, line up sideways.
And lay down on the turf. Before the snap of the ball.
Before the snap of the ball.
It wasn't, they didn't stand up and then go down.
No, they started
just
there.
Came up. Laid down across the face of the football. In which case, now the Eagles couldn't get lower to tush push.
Couldn't get lower than that guy. When you think about it, it's kind of brilliant. Yeah. Because that play is based off of leverage. It's based on being the lowest guy every time. Which is why the Eagles are flying off the ball early, is because they want to be the first to get low. Well, if you get a 300-pound defense nose tackle that's laying sideways on his back, on his stomach.
Yeah.
Guess what? The whole line pretty much, especially as big as these nose tackles are, they aren't small individuals.
He was plugging it up pretty good.
He plugged it up to perfection. And we've seen the closest thing we've seen to stopping it.
Well, we'll see. Did it actually stop them?
I think there was a penalty.
Something happened. Either that or they didn't make it and then they spotted it. But I think you're going to see everybody try this.
100%.
100%. See everybody try this. Lions missed a field goal after the turnover, so still 14-0 Detroit. Bucks
Come
will get
on,
a possession
Bates.
Before the end of half.
My kicker.
I can't stand it when kickers miss and everybody goes, it's cool, dude. It's cool you missed, dude. And they pat him on the helmet.
Oh, you're one of the dudes that's like, they should never miss.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, deserve the stink eye for a second, okay? You missed a field goal.
What happened to being a good teammate? Support your teammate, man.
I would.
You just finished telling me you want to
give
him a stink
eye. You supported Debo Samuel last year when he was a terrible teammate.
Yeah, because Jake Moody was a terrible kicker.
So he's had some of the good kickers. This is a repeat thing.
Oh, you know what? I forgot that Chris is just...
I love kickers.
He's a kicker guy.
That's right.
Andy says Seattle radio is angry about the Josh Naylor play.
I can see. I mean, I think ultimately he lost his case once he left his feet to go in the air. Because now you are intentionally impeding the throw versus just running the lane that you already have the right to.
I mean, it makes sense.
We'll hear an official explanation. You know what? I might still get the emails. Let me see if I can find it.
That'd be sweet.
I think the umpires just are kind of stepping around this one. I don't think they really knew exactly how to rule on that. So they decided to just go with what common sense was, which was it would have been a double play had he not gotten in the way of the throw or stayed in the way of the throw.
Yep, no more.
Because I don't know what the Toronto player could have done.
Nothing.
He would have had to eat the ball, in which case, all right.
Yeah. That's you. Sorry.
Okay. Among the other things coming up in the good and the bad, the ugly, something happened in the Kansas City Raider game yesterday first of all, besides the fact the Raiders got 3 first downs in the whole game, I don't know if you guys saw that.
I didn't know they got 3.
They did. It's the second lowest total by any team this century in an NFL game.
Wow.
But something else happened in that game that had never happened in Andy Reid's entire career.
We'll
explain with all the good, the bad, and the ugly when Gwen and Chris continues.
Mariners could be teetering already. First and second, one out. 3-2 count. Kirk at the plate. He reached for his camera immediately.
I don't know why my camera just keeps going off.
I think you may have accidentally hit the tab off a couple times.
Oh, I'm back, I hope.
Yes, to be anyway. You are.
Nonetheless, we got a GBU headed your way. Mariners and Kirby trying to get out of this little bit of a jam. Big jam in the first. Blue Jays threatening to tie this ball game up. Got the punchy.
Punched him. Punchy.
All right, GBU. But first, before I get to the GBU, Scraby is going to be very upset with me. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway. Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today, with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com in the heart of San Diego. Let's check traffic and to get to that GBU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, week 7. Yeah, 7. The National Football League is in the books. Most of it's in the books. A couple of quick updates first. Varsho, RBI single with 2 outs after the Kirk strikeout. Toronto has tied it against the Mariners. 1-1, bottom of the first. And just before halftime, Chase McLaughlin's 53-yard field goal has the Bucks on the board, trailing Detroit now 14-3. There were some great games, I thought, this weekend in the National Football League, but I shouldn't have paid attention to any of them, and this whole segment should just be about the 49ers' yawner of a victory last night over the Falcons.
They bottled up Bijan Robinson.
That's great, Scray, but it was not the highlight game of the weekend. No one would call it that.
I didn't say
based
that.
Based on some of these other games. So I'm sorry that you're not in there. The Broncos beating the Giants is in there. History-making performance by Denver. 33 points in the fourth quarter. That's the second most ever by a team in the fourth quarter. And they overcame an 18-point deficit with 6 minutes left. 46 points put up on the board. And in the end, Denver was in first place at the AFC West.
Snap placement. Kick on the way. It is good! Bronco players celebrating like they just won a home playoff game. And why not?
That was some game. 19-0, and they win 33-32. That was about the only game I think could beat the Thursday night game between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, though. The Icy Hot Bowl. A classic.
Classic.
40-year-olders
Joe
Flacco.
Two old men slinging it around the football field.
Loved it, Tony. Us old guys got to root for each other. Aaron Rodgers, Flacco, 7 touchdowns, 600 yards. And finally came down to the last drive. And, of course, the Bengals got down there. McPherson's fourth field goal of the game won it for the Bengals, 33-31 over the Steelers. The other good, sorry, 49ers has to belong to the 6-1 Colts. They have the best record in football right now. And they dominated the day. Go, Chargers, go.
I just don't believe this team.
Chase after Jonathan Taylor.
High snap for Jones, but he pulls it down, gets it to Taylor. Marching to his right. He's at the five. Touchdown! The trifecta again for Jonathan Taylor. Three rushing touchdowns for the greatest running back going right now. It's 37-17 Colts over Bolts.
Colts over Bolts.
I like
Bolts.
That. Colts over Bolts.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a whole lot better than touchdown INDY. I think that's what he needs to say.
INDY!
Yeah, Taylor, that's three touchdowns in
again.
A game for the third time already this year.
He had it last week, too, didn't he?
Yeah, the season's only 7 weeks old, and he's already going crazy. Indianapolis, leads the NFL 33 points a game. Who had that in the bingo pool?
No one, and if they said they did, they're lying.
Exactly,
I just, for whatever reason, cannot believe them. I just... Probably should. It's 6-1. It's off to a terrific start. I just feel
you're not buying.
I'm not
the Colts
buying
yet.
It at all.
Okay, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, so far so good. Taylor's got 10 rushing touchdowns. Next is Josh Jacobs with 8. Taylor has 11 TDs overall.
Our guy Thomas, who used to work on the show, texted. He said these Chargers should never wear the Savannah Banana uniforms ever again.
By the way, I almost put them in the ugly category.
For that?
I called them urine-colored uniforms.
Ew.
That's what I thought of them.
I
exactly.
Liked them.
I mean, you liked them?
You liked them.
I liked them.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to get you a head-to-toe charger.
Tell Thomas to fill his lineup.
But you
got to
wear both. You got to wear both parts of it through town, Tony. Not just the jersey.
Yeah. No shot.
Yeah,
pants too.
I liked them wearing it. I would wear it.
Okay. In the bad category, Dallas over Washington, 44-22. Jerry Jones didn't flip anybody off, but. I always get the bad category when you see a quarterback like Jaden Daniels have to leave the game. Hamstring injury. Apparently had the MRI today. They said it's not significant, which also doesn't mean he's not going to miss a game or two.
Right.
So
I love that the Cowboy fans are starting to feel good again.
Yeah, this just stick it to their heart here soon.
This is the Cowboys I expected last year, like competitive, winning some games, but they'll do what they do.
They still score a bunch and give up a bunch.
Don't you worry. They'll do what they do.
Do you guys think that Jaden Daniels is having a somewhat of a Jackson Merrill second year?
Kind of feels like it a little bit
right
now.
He just keeps getting these nagging injuries where he can't get going.
Kind of when he's out there, he's good.
Yeah,
he's been good.
It kind of feels like he's at least... Season's early.
It's not a sophomore slump.
It's starting in the similar fashion.
Yeah, it's just annoying for him, I'm bet.
Little snake bit. Cowboys get 3 TDs. Dak Prescott continues to put up big numbers. And it's nice to have C.D. Lamb back for a 74-yard bomb. Also bad, did the Tennessee Titans really think Mike McCoy was the answer?
I don't know.
I mean, we could have told them. We could have told you.
I don't know what they thought.
Anyway, another mess for the Titans yesterday. Cam Ward sacked 5 times. He also just kind of dropped a touchdown into the arms of a guy who ran it 3 yards into the end zone.
It was one of those pass. I mean,
it was a pass. I thought he just went back and he fumbled the ball, and the guy caught it and walked into the end zone.
We must be thinking of different because there was a long touchdown they threw.
Cam Ward.
I thought so.
Well, he did get one, but I mean, the rest of the game was a disaster.
His points would tell me that he didn't have a long touchdown.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Drake May, quietly becoming a really good quarterback, though, for Mike Vrabel's, who can't coach, Patriots.
I'm going to address that in 1 second.
They're down 13-10. May takes the snap, chest high. He drops back with time. He loads up. He goes along the open man building. He snaps it, he tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
What a throw
What a throw. More importantly,
oh my God,
it's a catch.
That sounded like me there.
What a throw.
After eating a bunch of crackers.
Oh, sounded like an old wrestling guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a throw.
It was so loud.
I miss their football calls. I do. Like the interrupting, the stepping on. It's just part of the deal.
Patriots 31, Titans 13. By the way, Patriots finish up a three-game road trip, winning all three games. How good is that? Belichick and Brady never did it.
Oh. Let me do this real quick, because yeah. I keep getting all the haters out there like, oh, I thought Vrabel wasn't a good coach. They lost to the Raiders to start the year.
Oh, he's going to make his case
they
for
lost
him being
to
a bad
the Raiders.
Coach. This is going to be an uphill climb.
They
for you,
beat
buddy.
The Dolphins by 6 points when the Dolphins could have won that game.
A win.
They lost to the Steelers, which, you know, everybody says they should have won that game.
Steelers are pretty good.
Then they beat a mediocre Panthers team. They beat a Bills team that no one really knows what's all about. They beat a Saints team, and then they beat the Titans. Next week, they play the Browns. Well, the Browns look pretty good on Sunday, but when they start playing a real schedule, let me know.
What is the objective of this whole thing?
Oh, win.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that Mike Vrabel's a good coach.
I think winning at Buffalo is
that's a
good
pretty
win.
Big deal.
You can't take that away.
He's trying to.
They lost two in a row. Remember when you said the 49ers didn't do anything big? Well, the Falcons beat the Buffalo Bills, so...
Falcons?
Here's the thing. Your narrative is that Mike Vrabel can't coach, and you're doing everything you can to protect it.
Well, I have to. I have no other point at this point.
Also in the bad category, the Jags... actually, it was a good day for Stafford. 5 TD passes. Devontae Adams caught 3 of them. Rams 35, Jacksonville 7. But what was this? Another boring game in London. I mean, it was a terrible game. Nothing exciting about it.
Like close though.
Except for Stafford.
First and goal at the one. Stafford throwing to the right side again, looking for Adams. Jump ball! He's got another one! Devontae Adams with his third touchdown of the game! Are pouring it on the Jaguars at Wembley. It's 34-7.
I do want to give a heads up to a guy that I'm not fond of, but congratulate Travis Hunter on his first touchdown.
Why are you not fond of him?
No, I shouldn't say that. I just, don't think
like
he's going to qualify. Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to make it as a two-way.
Okay.
He could prove me wrong, but not yet.
I was forced to start him yesterday because Debo Samuel went out.
Well, that was a good guess.
Got you a touchdown.
Had
100 yards and a touchdown.
Nate reminded me that I said Vrabel wouldn't win 5 games this year.
Oh, Nate is always good to put a reminder, baby.
And he's won his 5 games.
He's already got 5.
Can't wait for the 5-11 finish.
You better hope.
I do.
The Dolphins continuing their dominance of this category. I don't know where to start, but how about this? They fumbled the ball 6 times and committed 11 penalties. That doesn't even begin to get to the Tua part of the game with 3 picks, including a pick 6. And Cleveland made it look easy for the Browns, who are not used to winning easy.
No.
Gabriel on first down will give to Judkins running up the middle. Big hole 40. He's at the 35. He's at the 30. It's a foot race 20. 15. Far sideline. Touchdown! Quinshon Judkins. 46 yards to the house.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, the thing that I hate more than losing is just being so embarrassed that, I don't know, Tua threw a pick. First, he threw a pick 6. Then he threw another one that the guy returned to the 1 yard line right after the pick 6. And then Judkins came out and they ran the Wildcat. He was laughing before they even snapped the ball. Like he knew this is the easiest touchdown he's ever going to have. Those are the kind of things. Miami's
you don't want to
bad.
Be embarrassed.
Right. They're bad, but they're just getting. Everyone knows how bad they are. The teams they're playing know how bad they are. Mike McDaniel still is the coach, though, and he announced today that Tua is still the starter. So I can't imagine it won't be more of the same. Got to get some other ugly in there, and the Jets are even worse record-wise anyway than the Dolphins. They're 0-7, no touchdowns, 200 yards total offense, Justin Fields 46 yards, and the Panthers are 4-3. Wow.
First down and goal from the three. Young under center. The snap to fake to Hubbard. Rolling right. Now Young rolls back to his left. Eyes up. Young throws. End zone. Diving catch. Leggett. Touchdown, Carolina.
You know how bad the Panthers are? That might be the first time we've ever played a highlight from that.
It might be.
Like, I've never heard that voice before. by the way, bad news, though, for the Panthers. Young, I think, out next game, according to
early
of the reports this week. Yeah, I was just trying to look that up as I said it.
I saw it earlier. I'm trying to remember.
He left
it was.
The game, and it's so unimportant that it's dropped off of the list of ESPN stories.
So he's not hurt bad. He'll be back this season.
Yeah, but I don't believe he's going to play this week. Carolina's 4-3. The Jets are still on pace for that 0-17, but never fear, Jet fans. The Dolphins still have to come to New York. As ugly as the Dolphins were and the Jets were yesterday, almost paled in comparison to the Raiders.
The Raiders.
31-0, but not only that, Raiders had three first downs total.
That's crazy.
That's the second lowest of any team in this century. They had 95 yards, the Raiders, and they ran only 30 plays, which I've hardly ever heard of.
That is insanity.
Yeah, the team will have a 15, 16-play drive sometimes.
That's nuts.
Here's the Rashee Rice, who returned and had a nice game, though, for the Chiefs.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Caught Rice. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rashee Rice, his second touchdown. And back, and easy back, baby. The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives. Three long touchdown drives.
The music in the background just always plays during Chiefs games.
I would, I know that's our guy. Who is that guy? Mitch
Holtis.
Mitch Holtis. Yeah. He's a big Padre fan.
Holtis.
Been on the show before. I would honestly have trouble celebrating a Rashee Rice touchdown to that extent. I know.
So you're not a pro?
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not.
I think he paid his price.
Okay.
He got six games.
Okay.
He's repaid all the people.
They did everything they could to make him a star yesterday. But here's the biggest story of that day. Well, first story was the fact that the Chiefs actually were called for five penalties.
Oh, so good.
There was a, you know,
finally.
Yeah.
First five penalties of the season.
I had to look that up after the game, though. Sure. That was the first thing I went to. But this was, here's the incredible stat that I told you about leading before this. For Andy Reid. How long has he been coaching?
How many years?
At least, right? How many games? Gazillion. How many times have you been to the Super Bowl? Whatever. First time an Andy Reid coached team has ever recorded a shutout in a regular season game.
Whoa.
That I found hard to believe, but it was true, apparently. 31-0 Chiefs wraps up our good, bad, and
what did
ugly.
You guys think of Patrick Mahomes saying the F word on TV yesterday?
A little snowflakey, Matt Scrape
funny.
Over here.
Tell him what happened, Scrape. Since
I can't play it because it's so NSFW.
I want to see if you can work your way around this and explain it to people.
Well, they were going up to the line, and it looked like they were going to try to draw someone offside or draw the other team offside. So he did the ha 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 ha, and then he kind of goes, bleeping, this never bleeping works, man. And then he got under center again, and he goes, ah, and then they go, and they faked out the other team. And so, but the mics on the field picked up Patrick Mahomes saying that, like, yeah. Bleeping bleep work anymore. Never
baby.
Works. Then
you know what
like,
Scraggy said to me before we came? He said, I wouldn't want my kids. What did you say?
My kids would not. I don't know what I said because I'm being ridiculous.
What I would like to know is where
that's what you said. My imaginary kid is saying the F word all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I said, that sounds like a reflection of mommy and daddy. That's what that sounds like a reflection.
I would like to know where our fine FCC is in a situation like this. They should be fining Roger Goodell up and down one side and the other.
If I'm not mistaken, Dave Marcus kind of put me up on game on this one. Like, They can't
find the NFL for that?
I shouldn't say they can't find. It's,
well, I don't know.
It's
no,
like
it was
a fine
inadvertent.
Line, right.
Yeah.
It's a, because it was not like...
Oh, well, isn't all swearing pretty inadvertent on television?
Not really. I mean, so if you're a scripted show.
Right.
Okay, but if you're not, let's say you're doing highlights and you say, what a bleeping play. Well, you're going to get fined for that.
This came on a mic that was on the field that the player is like.
He wasn't meaning for it to go out over the air so that they get away with it. But if you were to walk over to the mic and say that, right. Then they would get fined.
Right.
It's intent.
Scraby will take you the rest of the way
Chronicles.
Up to the second game of the Monday night doubleheader. 14-3 Lions. Bucks driving early third quarter. Mariners Blue Jays 1-1 in the third. Back with a full 4 hours tomorrow. Thanks for being with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.